As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Let that heavy metal play in your ears as we drive along on a Tuesday here on Fesco and Dusty. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you. Damn, glad to have you.
Is that the generic version of Enter Sandman right there? God, that's the Spectre version.
Yeah, that's of Exit Enter Sandman.
Yeah, like, what the hell, man? Get the real music back.
I miss it.
Yeah, it's gone forever.
Bob said 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months it'll be back.
6 months,
yeah. So
okay.
What is this?
6 days.
This is 4 plus 6. So about
October.
Right about mid season of football. You know, Chiefs will be like 7-0 or whatnot. We'll get a memo. Hey, you can play real music again.
Yes. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. You had an evening last night. You're trying to look at mock drafts and all that sort of stuff, and you just kept getting your doorbell ring.
I mean, so yesterday, there's a guy walking around the neighborhood soliciting, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, it's all right, fine, whatever. I don't answer that. I haven't answered the door in 30 years. I don't answer the door. You don't need me, okay? You
Bob,
just don't.
It's your mother.
Yeah, that's the thing.
No soliciting.
Yeah, she's not showing up. I got a 1,000-mile buffer zone here, okay? So I know when anybody who's going to be there, I know they're coming over. No, you don't randomly pop in. The pop-in days are done. And so yesterday, nice day. Right? Nice mm-hmm. day in the neighborhood. All the olds are out there doing their lawn and all this kind of stuff. And I'm watching. I'm like, Aspen Lawn and Pest Control got to take care of everything. I can relax, right? And so they're all out there doing stuff. And this guy's walking up and down the street trying to sell pest control or something like that to people and engaging everybody. And so my wife's like, God, the guy's at the door again. I'm like, oh, don't answer. Don't worry about it. This guy came to our house 5 times yesterday. And he came at 5:32, 6:22, 6:59, 7:22, and then showed back up at 9:15 last
night. Whoa.
And so my wife sent me the picture of the guy, the company's name embroidered right on his chest. They'll be getting a phone call today from the neighborhood. 9:15 at night. Once somebody tells you no at 5:32 that they're not interested, you don't need to come back at 6:22, 6:59, 7:22, and 9:15, especially at 9:15.
That's unacceptable.
It really is. I mean, it really is unacceptable to come by that late at night. I think it's unacceptable to come by at 7:22, quite frankly, for that. Dusty's like, you need to get a no soliciting sign. And I'm like, yeah, my in-laws have one. But I mean, like, does that really do anything? Clearly, this guy has no shame, no cares, probably didn't even know that he came to half these houses. But I saw him in the neighborhood all afternoon. He was walking up and down the street. 9:22 at night or 9:15 at night? Who the hell are you, pal?
It'd be funny if you did the Home Alone scene from Home Alone 1 where you cue the TV up to the door.
Yeah.
Leave the change on the door and get the hell out of here.
I don't think
snakes. Who's snakes?
I don't think he would know. I don't think this guy would have a clue. But I mean, like, once somebody tells you no, and I understand the door-to-door sales life isn't fun. Nobody wants to do that.
Rough.
It's a tough gig. I get it. I understand it. It's not Bob not being sympathetic. Eventually, you've got to be sympathetic. I'm tired of always being the one that's got to be sympathetic. Go pound sand, pal.
Well, Sean Connery says 4 no's equals 1 yes. According to Family Guy.
Yes.
No, yes. No, yes. No, yes. Okay.
9:15 at night?
That's brutal.
I'm concerned if my door's getting knocked at 9:15 at night. I'm like, okay, what's going on?
Right.
What's wrong?
Like something, yeah,
something's going on.
Yeah, I was already out asleep, but they were just getting home from something. They were out late last night. And my wife's like, the guy was waiting for us in the driveway to pull in. I'm like, what are you doing? So, that company going to be contacted a little bit later on today. So if you're a door-to-door salesman, once somebody tells you no, man, continue on. Don't be a jerk.
9:15 is what you said last night was the last time you came to the door. Do you think over under 9:15 when this pick happens?
At 31, if they stay put at 31, which I think it feels like a move up or down to me, but at pick 31, I think interior defensive line, because what you want at 31, in my opinion, is an immediate starter, immediate impact week one, and then an eventual Pro Bowl / All Pro. And I think those guys are there in this draft at the interior defensive line. Not so much edge. Yes, there's talent there. But I think this team, if you find a young Chris Jones or a Chris Jones compliment.
So Mitch Holta says if you don't trade up or down, if you do pick at 31, interior defensive line.
Yep.
No complaints.
No.
Again, this is where I go back to. It's not that exciting. Like, I can find that out the next morning. That's where I'm standing on. Like, I get it. It's the draft. It's fun. The first 10 picks, everybody's like, here we go. Is Shador going to is he going to be there? Is he going to fall? Where's Ashton Jeanty going to go? Who's getting the second? Who's going to go two? Is it Travis Hunter? Pick 31. Interior defensive line, no one's heard of.
Yeah. It will be. And like, nobody heard of Chris Jones, right? When he was picked, the only reason you knew Chris Jones, because he fell out of his pants. That's the only reason anybody knew Chris Jones, and because he didn't get drafted on the first day and you saw all the scenes of him in Chicago. And then he came back the next day and was picked right at the top of the draft. They begged Chris Jones to stay at that draft because we were there and he was not a happy camper that he was invited, didn't get picked in the first round. Chiefs trade back in. They take Chris Jones and the rest, they say, is history. And I'm kind of with Mitch. I've been saying interior defensive line for a long time now because that does seem to be the position of strength. I think we said last week 28 of the top 100 players in this draft are defensive linemen, and the Chiefs do need a defensive lineman. As we know, Chris Jones is going to age out of this process here rather quickly, and so you need that next guy to come in. Mitch said we want an interior defensive lineman, first day starter, and Pro Bowl / All Pro. Yeah, obviously that's what you would like to have.
At
31, you'd love to get a guy like that, but I do feel like it, like that interior defensive line is the answer. And to kind of go back to what we were talking about with Binkley with that Simmons kid, Mitch said immediate day one starter. That Simmons kid, the offensive tackle, Joshua Simmons or whatever, from Ohio State, would not be an immediate day one starter. So you want to go out there and get that immediate day one starter, and it probably is going to be defensive line. That's a long way around saying there's no chance the Chiefs have picked by 9:15. That pick ain't coming before 10 o'clock, my friend.
Ooh, boy.
That pick is not coming, unless you trade up, obviously, but you said pick 31.
Yeah.
The draft starts at 7 o'clock Central Time, okay? First pick will be at 7:10. Then you got 7:20. That doesn't include trades that may happen and then bump, you know, people back up the clock and you get a couple extra minutes on there. But I mean, it does move quicker than it used to. I mean, it was 15 minutes a pick. I mean, that was brutal. But 10 minutes a pick, so you're figuring how many picks an hour? 6 picks an hour, right?
Yep.
Do the math.
So 10.
So about 9:22 when that guy comes back trying to schlep stuff to my house today. It'll be like pick 17, 18, 19, 20, somewhere. But it does move. I mean, like if you're the Tennessee Titans, I know there's milking it. You know, you want to do it for the TV. But if you know you're taking Cam Ward, just take Cam Ward and let's let this thing move
forward. 10 minutes will be off the clock before the Titans pick.
Yeah. 100%.
That has to happen.
Yeah,
that's a Goodell NFL thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's
absolutely.
Like, hey, after this, feel free. But we've got to, like, make sure people are locked in. We got to tease all the upcoming interviews, like all the things that are here.
Right.
Play the ambiance. Give Lambo its flowers. All that sort of stuff. And then 9:58, 9:59, picks in.
Picks in. And then what time do they actually get on the clock? Because coverage starts at 7. Will they be on the clock by 7:05? And so then you factor that in as well. So if you've got a bet out there for what time the Chiefs are going to pick this draft,
Well, doesn't Goodell
probably
have to,
take over the 10 o'clock hour?
Doesn't Goodell have to trot out there and give his like normal like 5-minute speech? Like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the NFL draft. The Tennessee Titans are now officially on the clock.
Yeah.
After he gives his like, last season was great. We had a new champion in the Philadelphia Eagles, and we did this, and we have these numbers, and here's what we're excited
welcome
for.
Welcome to Lambeau, the birthplace of football, and all this other nonsense. Yeah, so, I mean, I say 10 o'clock, but you know what? The NFL is a packaged three-hour window. They do a pretty good job of staying in that three-hour window. So it may be 9:45, 9:50.
This is where Mitch thinks the running back gets selected.
I think looking at this draft, you can also get that at 66 or 95.
Okay.
And that's where I think a possible trade down could happen is, and you got to find a trade partner and somebody willing to, hey, we need to go to 31 to go get somebody. But then you pick up a fourth or fifth that you don't, or fifth you don't have, or a fourth. And I think you can find that same guy.
Loaded running back draft, maybe not going with the first pick in the third round for the Chiefs. Picking second overall in the third round. Mm-hmm. I think that's where the honey hole is for a running back. That's just my opinion. That's what I want to see happen. And I can see that on Saturday, which is fun because Saturday, that'll be one of the first picks that we get to see.
Yeah.
So that's really where my excitement is Saturday. Like, I know Friday's fun, great time, landing, meet people, talk people, all that sort of stuff. Saturday, they pick early, and it's right there when they start the draft. It'll be team on clock, or picks in, Chiefs on clock. Okay, is this where they go get their new running back of the future? If that is the case, my Saturday is set.
So Saturday is rounds 4 through 7, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Those are 5 minute a pick. 2 and 3 are Friday. Mm-hmm. 1 is on Thursday.
So I guess Friday would be where my sweet spot
is. So that second and third round on Friday. I mean, I think we all say running back now in the second or third round because everybody's scared to take a first round running back, right? At least up until this time last year. Then we saw what the running back position did. You see some of the running backs that are out there. You're thinking to yourself, man, they are first-round talents. Genty's a first-round talent. I mean, he's probably going to go 6th to the Raiders and whatnot. Ugh. But I still think there is a lot of folks that are gun-shy about taking a running back in the first round. And rightfully so, because you don't normally get the most out of a running back in the NFL. Last year was a little bit of an anomaly. Let's see what the running backs do over these next couple of years and see if it's still a trend in the NFL. It may be. It may be the beginning of a trend. Or it may be just, like I said, an anomaly of a season when it comes to the running backs, and everybody's going to get hurt, and you're going to see, this is why you don't take a running back in the...
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voice mail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First round, right?